T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Glad you're with us here on KDKA. Rick Dayton with you at 3:38 on this chilly Thursday afternoon. You look at the headlines that have come out of a local Pittsburgh company that's dealing with space exploration. Astrobotic award, $199.5 million contract to deliver NASA Moon Rover. Astrobotic unveiling a new 47,000 square foot headquarters in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. NASA contracting with Astrobotic to develop software for icy moon landings, and it goes on and on. $79.5 million contract to deliver 14 NASA payloads to the moon. That's the kind of work that's being done here in Pittsburgh by that company called Astrobotics. And we are so grateful that the president and CEO, John Thornton of Astrobotics, has been kind enough to join us here today as there's other space news being made. Mr. Thornton, thanks for being on KDK. It's good to have you here.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited for the day today.
Absolutely. And I'm sure everybody, even at your company, even though your company is not directly involved in what's happening with the red planet Mars, Perseverance rover is supposed to touch down how soon on the red planet?
Well, we're here in 3:55 today, so it's just about 15 minutes away from now that it will be touching down. And I can tell you, our whole company has their eyes glued to their screens watching that stream coming out of NASA. This is a big day for all of us in space robotics. This is a very complex, audacious mission to potentially find life in a crater with a precision landing, 7 minutes of terror. Hundreds of thousands of miles away from Earth at Mars. This is an amazing day, and I think a real testament to all the work at NASA and JPL for pulling through during a pandemic, launching this mission on time and getting it out to Mars. And I'm just so excited to see what happens next.
How hard is it to do what's been done already? I mean, seriously, how difficult is it to get to this point that you're within 10 minutes of touching down, 15 minutes of touching down?
I mean, this team of engineers and scientists have been working for years on this mission, and they're now just moments away from the landing. They've finished a multi-month trip out to the red planet. They are getting very close to entering the atmosphere of that planet and popping a supersonic parachute that will descend them down to the surface. Once they get close to the surface, they're going to be dropping that parachute and firing big engines to slow down. And then they're going to be literally lowering the rover down to the surface with what they call a sky crane. And then once the rover touches down, the sky crane hovers and flies away and crashes itself. But most importantly, the rover has landed successfully at that point. So that is all about to happen in just the next few moments here.
Do you realize how crazy what you just said may sound to some people? In all seriousness, I mean, I know it's possible. I know that these things have been tested and done and over. But at the same time, it's still hard for us to comprehend the fact that this is going to happen in a span of 15 minutes on Mars. Isn't it, John, even for you at Astrobotics?
Oh, absolutely. When I hear the story and see the videos, it's amazing what they're able to do here. JPL and NASA are very good at turning the unbelievable into the possible. And I think that's why our space agencies are so important for us here in our country and abroad. And I hope this is a moment of inspiration for all of us that, you know, we can come together and overcome the hardest environment here on Earth in the midst of a pandemic and then travel 6 months through the the darkness and challenges of space to then have a landing, hopefully successfully in the next few minutes here on Mars.
So first step has already been cleared, and that was cruise stage separation. Next up would be the atmospheric entry, and then you're talking about peak heating, peak deceleration, parachute deployment, heat shield separation. I mean, these are things that you think about from The Right Stuff, or these are things that you think about Gemini Project and Mercury and things like that. And yet now here we are all these years later. Why does space exploration still matter? Why does it still make sense that we do things like this?
Oh, I think it matters now more than ever. Space is a $400+ billion industry worldwide, and only a quarter of that is government spending now. In the dawn of spaceflight, it was all government spending. Mm-hmm. So we have created massive commercial industries in space that we use every day. Satellite phones, satellite TV, satellite radio, GPS, we see weather maps. That all comes from space. We interact with it every day. And it's because of these investments that we are reaping the fruits of that labor here on Earth. So the next big steps is NASA's plan to go connect Moon and Mars. And that's how we fit into this story, is the near-term location on the Moon. That's where we can test out our technologies and make things easier and easier to go to Mars. And this mission today will make our missions easier on the Moon. This is really all of us working together to really come together to overcome the extremes of space.
How
and,
much?
Just what a testament to unity and great engineering development. So I'm waiting with bated breath in the next few moments here.
Yeah, no. How much have you been in touch with JPL and what's going on there? I mean, I realize it's their project and you've got issues with the Moon and things like that, but have there been a lot of conversations because you're both involved in the same sorts of space exploration?
Yeah, we collaborate on multiple projects, and right now as we speak, I'm in touch with a good close friend who we went to Carnegie Mellon together. He designed the wheels for the Mars rover, and those wheels are going to be the first part of the spacecraft to touch down. So Pittsburgh has a direct connection to this mission right there, and he is sitting on the edge of his seat, overflowing with excitement to see his hardware touch down in just a few minutes.
So you're saying that there was a reason to redesign the wheel. Is that what you're saying? I mean, it's not the same thing that's on our car. What would be different for space exploration as opposed to what we would use here on Earth? How would that be different?
Oh, it's dramatically different when you're driving across an all-terrain environment. First is Mars has one-third of Earth gravity. It's got a very challenging thin atmosphere. And then it's also got really sharp rocks that can really tear at the wheel. So you have to create a very lightweight wheel because every gram matters when you're flying in space. You've got to be able to set that wheel down on the surface of Mars, and then it has to turn thousands and thousands and thousands of RPMs and cycles to go across the surface of the Moon for years and sustain all of that. So some of the earlier wheels actually found some, they started to develop holes and cracks and things. So my good friend at Carnegie Mellon, who now works at JPL, that was his focus for the last years of his career, was focusing on, okay, how do we develop a wheel that has a little compliance, a nice amount of grip that can sustain the real challenges of the Martian terrain as it drives across the surface?
And if it goes flat, there's no calling AAA, is there, and just having them show up to change a tire, right? I mean, this has got to work for a long time, and it's hundreds and thousands of miles away.
That's right. You got one shot to get it right. And that's why it's just amazing amount of engineering and testing and development that goes into these programs. And all of that are lessons learned and technologies that now we use in everyday life. We have satellites orbiting Earth right now that are streaming data to our phones, building on that same foundational of technology that came from the Apollo era. And now this generation of tech that's going to land on Mars is going to power the next generation of tech that will drive us into the future here on Earth.
Well, I don't want to take you away from this this exciting time, but John Thornton, CEO of Astrobotics, thank you for being here, and I want to make sure that you come back real soon as we get closer to your projects with the Moon, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on, and best of luck to JPL and NASA in just a few minutes.
Yeah, great stuff. I'll let you get back to watching. Thank you very much, Mr. Thornton from Astrobotics. Wow, amazing. Just absolutely amazing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.